Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Norbert Huser, and we've been learning about 5G technology and all the things that might not be apparent when you're signing up for it. So thank you, Norbert. It's great to have you back. Can you tell us a little bit about the health problems that are developed or triggered through cell phone usage?
Yes. The health problems are not only triggered to cell phone usage, but as well to Wi-Fi, because basically when you are nowadays, let's say you have your cell phone in your house and you're using it, most likely you have a Wi-Fi going on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't have a Wi-Fi going on, the Wi-Fis from your neighbors will penetrate your house. If you go to Starbucks, to a movie theater, to a restaurant, to a hospital, to kindergarten, to school, you have Wi-Fi everywhere. So the Wi-Fi is going to penetrate you. Now, the consequences are already documented very big time. For example, in Australia, they found that the number one reason for children to die is brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, adult or children, DNA is harmed by the electromagnetic radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people wearing their cell phones on a holster on the hips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like the pocket, you know, on the pants.
Right.
And it's interesting to know that between 2000 and 2010, within 10 years, the hip replacements have been tripled.
Wow.
The sperm count with man went down by 30 to 60% in volume and in quality. This is all known.
Mm-hmm.
This is all known. Women's fertilization goes down. The DNA is damaged, as I said. Colon cancer has increased like crazy. Prostate cancer has increased like crazy. For example, if I now provoke you and say, look, prostate cancer and colon cancer have increased so dramatically. Why? Because the phone is usually around that area.
Yes.
Throat cancer hasn't increased that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I've heard that having your cell phone right on you is like having a small microwave oven with an open door that we're carrying around all day. Is that an adequate metaphor?
Absolutely, because the microwave oven works on the same frequency like a cell phone. So that's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes people tell you, okay, just hold the phone on speakerphone, right?
Right.
And then it's not harmful. Well, as I said, I give those workshops. In these workshops, I make practical exercises, demonstrations with the audience, where I demonstrate without any doubt that any cell phone closer than 7-8 feet to your body harms you.
Oh.
It doesn't matter whether you stretch it out with your hand 20 inches from your body or so. It doesn't matter. And these cell phone companies became very tricky because it's going to happen the same thing like it happened with the smoking industry.
Mm-hmm.
Just it takes another 10 years, whatever, till they're crucified in court.
Mm-hmm.
They prevent future lawsuits by putting in their manuals. These manuals are PDF files on internet. You can download them, 240-50 pages, whatever, which everyone reads on a Saturday night. And somewhere on page 264, it says, oh, do not hold the phone against your skin.
Right.
Right?
Huh.
Now you got to listen for a second.
Okay.
Because usually you say, well, not against the ear. No. It says against the skin,
mm-hmm.
which means you cannot even touch it because the hand has a skin.
Right. So this is sounding pretty scary, Norbert. Can you give us some workable strategies for minimizing exposure to cell phone radiation?
Yes. First of all, the biggest thing happening now, we have in America about a population give and take of 330 million people, and we have more than 360 million cell phones. And the number is still rising. And the sadness in this is the number is rising due to children, toddlers, and 7-8 years old children, while the teenagers are all covered with a phone. So they make their big, big business now, the new business, with toddlers. You see 3-4 year olds in their chairs that are running by the mom, and they have only their own cell phone, their only smartphone in their hands, and play with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're very vulnerable, such as pregnant women, especially. So I know it sounds stupid, but don't give these phones to children. And I, when I say that...
That makes good sense.
I know it doesn't work, you know. So, or have it on speakerphone. It's nonsense. It doesn't work. Or switch it off. Just use it 10, 20 minutes per day. Forget it. Nobody does that. Forget it. Mm-hmm. So the only thing which I and a few other colleagues of mine in this world did, we said we have to find a way to bypass the industry, because the industry doesn't give a damn, because they want to make money. It's all about money. And the governments are selling their souls to these industries. So how much the government is selling their soul may be an indicator that in Florida, where I live, you can have the new towers of 5G everywhere except for the city of West Palm Beach. The city of West Palm Beach officially says, and I have the document, it says, oh, we don't want to hurt the looks of our city with these stupid towers. Well, coincidentally, in that city are two people having their primary residence, which is Bill Gates and which is Donald Trump.
Interesting.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? And Bill Gates is one of the people who says we want to reduce the population by 5-6 billion people.
Hmm.
Officially, he says that. I don't know whether you heard that, but you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way we can do this is to bypass the government, who doesn't help us, to bypass the industry, and people like myself and a few other handful of people come up with solutions. For example, I have on my website a small, like a credit card, and you stash it between the cell phone and your carrying case, the protective case. You just put it in between, and the cell phone is not harmful anymore. End of the line, end of the discussion. $99 for 5 years guaranteed, and the cell phone has no more negative impact. And I show this with demonstration videos on my website. The same for Wi-Fi. I developed the product, so Wi-Fi has no more impact. You have your Wi-Fi in your house, the Wi-Fi of your neighbors, has no more impact. I'm coming out in 2 weeks with a new product. You take in your pocket and you walk around the city or walk around the country, drive in your car, and none of these gadgets from the other side will affect your body anymore. It's over.
Fascinating. Can you divide those frequencies into different types? Like what are we actually blocking out?
Well, 5G or 4G as well, we should have already been very active when we talked about 4G. I'm thankful at least people wake up now with 5G, but they should have been screaming and shouting already with 4G. 4G works on, without getting too technical, 4G works on a frequency from 790 megahertz to 2.6 gigahertz. These are very dangerous frequencies, same for microwave oven. The 5G starts with 3.6 gigahertz. Will go later on 6 gigahertz and goes up to 100 gigahertz, which is ridiculous. More than 7 gigahertz will kill every being, every life on this planet.
Whoa. And?
Which is called crowd control weapon. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Okay. So when in the future, or they already started, when crowds are coming up to demonstrate and to give them a hard time, instead of throwing water or rubber bullets or whatever, they shoot 5G radiation to the crowd. And then the people with their sweat channels on their body receive the 5G frequencies like an antenna, and they start to have burning sensations on their body, and they run away. It's called crowd control weapons. And the need 5G to do that. Now, that sounds like science fiction and Hollywood, I understand. On my website, you can read the write-up on this, and you can hear interviews with Barry Trower, who developed this stuff and speaks about it openly, what it does.
Norbert, where can we find your website?
It's called Protect Pro, which stands for Protection Professional, protectpro.net.
Okay.
And I encourage the listeners to see on my website when I offer workshops, whether they want to join for a workshop. I encourage them to write me an email or call me. I'll be happy to answer any questions I can answer. But if you read what I've written there on the 0.5G and watch some of these videos, you should have no more a doubt that this is the most dangerous thing ever being done on this planet so far.
Wow. Norbert, are your workshops, are they just on the web? Like, are you doing it over the internet?
No. My workshops last 8 hours, typically. And this is short.
Okay.
In Europe, next month, I'll be in Europe, in several countries. The workshop lasts like up to 2 days. Not only 5G. I speak about water. As I said, many people have no understanding about water and that they're killing their bodies with the wrong water. I speak about a lot of other things. But on the website, you see if I have a workshop where the next workshop is going to be.
Norbert, are you going to be in Canada at all?
I was a few times in Canada in Halifax. Whereabouts are you?
We're in British Columbia, but this program goes all across Canada. So all our listeners right from one coast to the other.
Just talked to a gentleman who wanted to get me in November to Canada to give my lectures, which is more a workshop. I'm not talking or making interactions. The bottom line is very simple, Kathy. If 50 people wherever in Canada get together, I will fly in and give a one-day workshop. All I have to have 50 people in a room minimum, which makes worth it the cost for me to get over the planets, and I come and deliver that workshop and do tests with the people on a one-to-one. And on my website, you see several of these tests, which you can copy at home once you get into this. So I'm not trying to talk from the ivory tower.
Yes. Well, that was a lot of information to digest. And so we can go to protectpro.net to find out more. And I just wanted to thank you, Norbert, for being on the program and bringing some of this information to light on 5G and cell phone use. So
the last thing from my side, on my website is a button, U.S. Media. In German and Europe, I'm more known. I have like 20 talk shows, 1 hour each, which you find on my website. But there's a button, U.S. Media. And U.S. Media button is a three-hour radio interview I did on this electromagnetic radiation, a three-hour show, and a three-hour show on water.
Okay.
So, which is a lot of material.
Wonderful. For those who want to dig deeper, there's lots of resources there put out by Norbert. So thanks again for being on the show today and for being our watchdog and checking into all these things that we can't see.
Kathy, thanks a lot for having me, and hello to the listeners out there. Thanks a lot for listening to my monologue, and hopefully we can get into a dialogue about this.
Fantastic. Bye-bye. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.